USA News, I'm John Schaefer. 950 more troops are being sent to the U.S.-Mexico border to help stop a surge of illegal immigration. Most of the troops will be heading to El Paso, Texas by the end of the month. Since the end of Title 42, the public health rule that expedited deportations expired last week, the Border Patrol has been making about 5,000 arrests a day. Defaulting on the nation's debt is just not an option. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Republicans to take the threat of default off the table.
Never in the history of our country have we failed to pay our bills on time. To default now would mean crossing a terrible point of no return.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer said default would crash the economy and cost more than 8 million jobs. Democrats want the debt ceiling raised with no conditions, but Republicans say they won't raise it without deep budget cuts. A report from Special Counsel John Durham accuses the FBI of a double standard for the way they aggressively handled ties between Russia and the 2016 presidential campaign of Donald Trump, then soft-pedaled similar claims about foreigners seeking influence over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. The long-awaited report says the FBI's handling of the Trump-Russia probe was deeply flawed. Three people are dead and several others wounded following an active shooter situation in Farmington, New Mexico, just northwest of Albuquerque. According to police, the gunman is dead and two officers were shot in a gun battle. They're both listed in stable condition. Police also say there are multiple civilian casualties. It's National Police Week, and President Biden wants cops to know he's on their side.
We thank our law enforcement community and recognize the heroism, selflessness, and absolute courage of officers all across America.
In a video posted to Twitter, Biden said defunding the police is not the answer. And consumer debt has hit a record in the first quarter of this year. The New York Federal Reserve says consumer debt is now more than $17 trillion. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak. She says her gums are irritated. Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days. Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Is he or isn't he running? That was the question for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis today, as his political operation is reportedly moving to Tallahassee.
As the attacks have ramped up, you know, we've had to create some cover for us, not only in our office, but out there. So there's a variety of things that go into that. And, you know, all I will say is I promise we would deliver big. We have. Obviously, we've got a couple more things left on the agenda.
The move, another sign DeSantis is planning a 2024 presidential campaign, because he'll be required to file paperwork with federal election officials within 15 days. An informant that has become a key witness in a House Republican investigation of the Biden family's business practices has gone missing. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer says they've been unable to reach the FBI informant who alleged corruption by President Biden and his family. Last week, Comer accused the Biden family of receiving tens of millions of dollars from foreign entities, but a report the committee released did not show any money flowing directly to the president. Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz of Florida is speaking out about a move to ban two books on the Holocaust in Florida high schools. She says anti-Semitism is on the rise and now's not the time to take the books off the shelves.
At a time when 9 out of 10 Jewish high school students observed or were targeted by anti-Semitism in 2021, and a majority of them said that the solution is having non-Jews learn more about Jewish history and anti-Semitism.
Governor DeSantis says he's trying to stop woke indoctrination in Florida schools. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care. Here to keep you firing on all cylinders. NAPA!